MSD, yes. Well, what is it? It's an electric generator which doesn't need any rotating part. It was known for a long, long time because even Lord Kelvin had made tests on a Tamiz River on that. When a liquid flow, that is a liquid that is electrically conducting, flows through a magnetic flux, it generates a voltage at a right angle, and it can then produce an electric current, that is electric energy, by the speed of the flow. So if you have a liquid that is a gas that is conducting, you may do that. And the gas may be conducting when it is ionized at very high temperature. So that many people in Russia, in United States, in Germany, everywhere, were very keen on that solution. But the only thing is that you need a very high temperature to ionize the gases. The idea was to have a combustion at very high temperature, and you must first compress air and fuel, just like as in a motor, in an engine, compress it, have the combustion with ionized gas, let them pass through a magnetic field, extract the electrical energy that way, and let it go in the atmosphere. That's all. Running part, rotating part.
And what's the advantage of that?
Advantage would be to minimize the rotating parts, which were enormous, and also that eventually you can hope a better efficiency or into a Carnot efficiency. The more you are in temperature, the best is the efficiency. That's all, but those very high temperatures are awful. You cannot stay anything with it, especially with the impurities of the fuel attack the wall and so on, and they spent a lot of money about that, and finally this was 30 years ago, about. And finally, it's always in the same state. They continue in Russia, and also in the United States. But being aware of those difficulties, I said, you must find something else. And now I'm obliged to come back to something else. I must tell you that was just before the war. Yes. Just after. Well, never mind. Being a professor at Superhero, I had to deal with all the means of jet propulsion. And there is a solution it's the ramjet. Have you heard of that? The ramjet is a sort of tube. it's not no rotating parts in any way. You have an entry. It works at a very high speed. You let the air go in, expand. You expand the surface. That is, you oblige the fluid to slower, and so the pressure goes up by kinetic energy, relative kinetic energy. Then when you have a sufficient pressure, you fire, you let the fuel go in, fire, and then you expand at the exit. That's all. Then the fluid goes out at a speed higher than the one it goes in, because of the expansion of the temperature higher and so on. And that's all. You get a push, the propulsion. Then I was working for the French Navy, and they said, well, but the propellers, we know very well the propellers in the water, they cannot go up above a certain speed because of many things. You get phenomena very tricky, and they are limited in speed. And I said to myself, why not try to find a ram jet for the propulsion of boats, that is, instead of inside air, inside water. Then the idea would have may have been to evaporate the water, get steam, bubbles, and so on, and expand. But this is extremely costly, because you need 600 calories for each gram of water
you want to boil.
And I said, well, but why not have a compressor on board, compress air, make bubbles inside the water, and let that expand. If it behaves like a homogeneous fluid, it's all right, because it becomes elastic. It can expand with the bubbles being in the water. So I spoke of that to the French Navy, and they said, yes, well, go on. So we made tests on things like that, and it worked. It worked. We've even made a one-ton push device, one ton, which were... Finally, they didn't go further because of the same reason I have said before, that is, they didn't need any more very speedy boats. Mm. But I knew from those tests that such foam, it was a sort of foam we made by injecting air bubbles, such a foam behaves really like a homogeneous fluid, it expands very well and so on, and with a very good efficiency. I knew that. And now we come back to the MHD. I said, well, the idea may be that instead of going to 3,000 degrees to ionize the gas, will stay under, but higher than the normal temperature of steam in the turbine, which is about 600 centigrade. Say. Well, in between, maybe 1,000 degrees, why not? No rotating parts in a ramjet. Well, we'll make a fluid that will be electrically conducting and also expandable, injecting a gas. For instance, a gas neutral, say we've chosen the argon, but it could be also helium or things like that, chemically very neutral. And in a liquid metal that is electrically conducting. And I can make a sort of RAM generator with only a duct. The Cité de France has been very much interested in that. And we applied to that study what all the technology we had developed for the ramjet for the Navy. We knew a lot of things. And we built, with the help of the Electricité de France, a test bed. I will show you photographs later. I must tell you also that we knew that we could, that there will be a lot of problems on the flow of those foams. You must make tests before. And not necessarily at 1,000 degrees. You can work lower and learn a lot of things without going so high. It's what we've done. And also, you are not obliged at first to try that under magnetic flux. The first trials we've made only with water and air to see how it worked. And it worked very well, so that we built a magnet, a big magnet, and we choose finally liquid sodium as a metal, liquid metal, and because the liquid sodium was well employed already with the how do you call that in English? Rapid nuclear generators, you know, at high temperature, they utilize this liquid sodium at the CEA, so that we had all the knowledge on liquid sodium. And we've made electricity that way, yes. And of course, the idea was not to burn any fuel in that device to get the high temperature. It must work with nuclear energy, of course, because later the fuel will be probably depleted and inside the earth, and so that you can only rely on atomic energy. And especially you need, of course, high temperature, because if you have the same temperature, the steam, no interest. So that you need, say, 1,000 degrees nuclear generator. And we've made a common venture with General Atomics in San Diego. Huh?
To build MHD?
To let them, because they were developing high temperature nuclear generator, to be able to employ their generator, and as the primary energy furnisher. So, and they said at that moment that they were absolutely able to make that generator at first 800 degrees, but later more. But it happened that they had much difficulties, and that finally, actually, they are behind the thing. So that finally, Electricité de France said, well, we must get there. And it has been cut down. It was about 20 years ago. But still, I'm sure that it will be, that once, we need such devices, because the liquid metals are needed, especially for the fusion reactor. You know that there is actually a big incentive from going to not fission but fusion, and those fusion generators, they need liquid metals, and if they have liquid metals, the best way is to extract the energy directly that way. You see, it will probably come back. Probably, that's the story of the MHD.